Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend, Cody Lena. We discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. Before we step foot on the boat, we put them into a Sweet 16-style tournament. We argue each round until we decide a winner. Nick, what criteria do we use when we decide who steps foot on the boat?
Whatever the hell we want, Cody. You want to tell them what we're talking about this season?
Absolutely. This is the best of 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 the best. All right? We've got boat 6. We've done this 6 times. Final 4. We're almost halfway done with our grand machinations to figure out the best thing of all time.
I like that we have to point towards like halfway. Like I feel like when you climb Everest, there's like a certain elevate, like there's a point that you have to get to be like, hey, if we made it to this, we can do it. But it's fucking tough to get there.
When you're climbing Everest, do you think you start getting stoked when you see dead bodies? Like, yes, we made it high enough that people have died. Like,
this is it. So now this is the point.
We're at the final stretch.
What's the laws on checking the dead bodies' wallets?
Can we lose the dead bodies?
Do you go up Everest with a wallet? Because, I mean, you don't need to buy anything, but also, I just always have my wallet on me.
Dude, if there was a Starbucks at the top of Everest, that would be the most badass thing. Just like...
Someone charging up there?
Yeah, dude.
Just one of those Sherpas who while you're in all your gear, they're just in, like, a hoodie and barefoot walking up it. They're like, I mean, it's hard, but, you know, I got it. I figured.
Those Sherpas got to be the hardest people on earth. God. Some people spend their whole life training to climb Everest to make a big deal about it. And this guy, it's just a Tuesday. Like, what are we even doing here?
And he's just like, hey, can we hurry this up? I got to get home. I promise I cook dinner tonight. My wife is meeting with her friends. So if I don't make dinner, kids are going to get cranky. Can you guys, come on, rate of play.
I can't imagine ever wanting to get up on that mountain. This show is a big enough mountain for me to climb.
I think the second I would have wanted to, and then the second one person did it, I'd be like, oh, well, kind of loses its luster, huh? Like,
whoa. Somebody died up there? No, thank you.
Yeah, no, pass, then pass. Like, it's just one of those things where it's like, I understand wanting to be the first and like see something that no human has ever seen, right? But once someone else has seen it and took photos, I'm good.
I've been on Google, dog. I get it.
It's right there. It's on Google Earth. Hey, go check out Google Earth. They have the top of Everest. By the way, not that exciting because there's so many clouds that you just are like, yeah, guess okay. That is.
Also, it's just surrounded by other mountains. So the view is just more mountain.
Right. Yeah. It's not like you're getting to look down on New York City, you know, like that's we really should move Everest, I think, is what needs to happen is we just need to, like,
at this point, Nick, would it be easier to move Everest to New York or New York to Everest? If we had to move one. What would be the easier one?
Okay, do you think that? Okay, because maybe you'd want to move Everest to like South Dakota, right? Put it in the middle of like North Dakota, South Dakota, or something, right? Or Nebraska. Let's do it in Nebraska because that's like the middle of the United States.
Yeah,
put it in Nebraska because the whole point is like, I think the dream is you want to see as far as the eye can see, right? You're as high up as you ever could be, and you just want to know like what's it like to look out. 1,000 miles, right? Like, could I, if we put it in the middle of Nebraska, can I see Omaha? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and I'm just like, is that Omaha over there? They're like, yeah. And I'm like, how far away is that? They're like, that's like 400 miles away. And you're like, God, that's badass. But like,
I'm a god.
Yeah. But like you said, if you go do it right now, you're just like, oh, there's just more mountains here. Oh. And they kind of look as tall as this one. So it doesn't really feel. They're all big mountains. It's
yeah, mountains like, be big. Like yeah. At the end of the day, you just climbed a mountain. I don't care.
Have you ever been to Colorado? You notice how all those mountains are generally, you're like, yeah, they're all about the same size. Yeah, that's the same shit there, man.
God, explorer as a career choice really fell off in about 1960. Dog. Not really much left to do, dog.
Could you imagine if you were out, if you're just like at the bar and you're just like, you know, and you just sit, you're bellied up at the bar, you're waiting for your friends to come, you got there first, and there's a guy next to you, and hey, what do? I'm an explorer. What?
What?
Like, but that, like, that was a profession. Like you said, that was a profession. Like,
yeah, for a while it had to be somebody out there looking him through the jungles and shit. But now it's like
back then that dude, you'd be at the tavern. That dude like rolls out a map and he's like, yeah, that whole reason we know why that coast looks like that. That's me. You're like, fuck, dude, that's crazy. Thank you. Oh, that's so cool. Now you'd be like, what do you, What do you explore?
I just look it up on Google Maps, dog. Get a light.
Yeah, right. Like he's like,
all those explorers have become like Sasquatch hunters. They just need the thrill, so they're out there in the jungles.
It's just it's just genetically coded. Some of us just have
Indiana
to find
Jones,
the unfound.
I'm just saying, if Indiana Jones happened now, he would be a Sasquatch hunter, and you can't convince me otherwise. There's no one on earth that can convince me.
It's a real big bummer that the last Indiana Jones movie wasn't. Because let's be honest, Indiana Jones doesn't remain cool his whole life.
No.
Indiana Jones bails on being cool. Have you met a cool 80-year-old? I mean, who did some shit? I'm saying this man saw Nazis' faces get melted off, right? This man stood in a temple and held the cup that Jesus Christ himself held. Like, you don't come back from that and just are like...
You don't come from that and vote for Kamala.
Right, or that you're just still a faculty member at Oxford or whatever, that you're just like a standard, you're like, oh yeah, and I just went back to being... No, you're gonna go for crazier stuff. You don't slow down at that point. Like,
hell yeah. That's what I'm saying. You find Sasquatch.
No, that's what that's why I wish the last movie was just him. Like, it's just him and his crazy theories about Sasquatch. I'm like, I'm gonna find him. I know he's out there and he ain't getting away from me. I found the fucking goblet of fire. What the fuck is it called? Holy Grail.
The Holy Grail.
Holy Grail. There it is.
I prefer if he found the goblet of fire. he just gets really, he turns into a TERF and gets really into like actually believing Harry Potter was real. So then he wants to find the goblet of fire. Yeah. So he's like looking for Azkaban and shit.
He's just out there. You just constantly see him at that train station, just right there at that 9 and 3, just right there between 9 and 10. Just like, I'm going to fucking catch one of these fuckers. I'm Indiana fucking Jones.
Why does he sound like Alex Jones?
Why do they have the last name? Same last. Think about that, people.
That's brothers.
Open up your third eye, folks. Open up your third eye.
Let the lizards
listen
in.
Listen to us talk to you about the final four. Here we are, folks, in the final four, where we have the Group A champion, Terminator 2, coming out of Best 90s Action Movie, going up against, Best Song from 2004. I don't have my notes, folks. You're just going to have to go with it. Okay? I don't have my notes. And then on the other side of the bracket, we have Group C champion, Croc of Meat, coming out of Best Thing to Bring to a Super Bowl, going up against the Group D champion, Rambo, Best Action Hero. Mm-hmm. Cody, where do you want to start?
Oh, my God, dude. Let's just start with Rambo versus Croc of Meat, okay?
Okay.
If you bring Rambo First Blood or a Croc of Meat to a party, you've done a good job. Like, if some...
Cody, we just got done doing a whole bit about Indiana Jones, which I kind of felt like was an allegory about Vietnam veterans.
Yeah.
And how those men aren't the same anymore.
No.
And none of them. There's not a... None of those men who came back from Vietnam are normal today, right? Hey, I'm sorry your country did that to you. That was a terrible thing that your country made you go do. And the things you had to see were abhorrent. The things you had to do were terrible. That's why today you're not okay. Because you shouldn't have done it. So you can't bring Rambo to a party. Rambo First Blood, especially First Blood Rambo.
Dude. Are you kidding me? If someone shows up to a party and like, hey, I got a movie we can put on in the background. It's Rambo First Blood. I'm in, dude.
That's not the category. That was not the category. It was the man. Let's keep these things very clear. T2 is about the movie. That's the movie.
Okay, this one's about Rambo the man. You can't
Rambo
bring Rambo
the
to a
man.
Party.
This is Best Action Hero. Not because otherwise it would also be, he would have won Best Movie.
Hey,
but we
Nick,
agree.
If you bring Rambo the man to a party, I'm going to come to you about 45 minutes into the party and be like, dog, this guy sucks. Like, why did you bring this guy?
He's just crying in the corner.
I think he hit my friend. Like, what is going on?
Hey man, I tried to go use the bathroom and it was booby trapped. Like I hit a tripwire and the door smacked me in the face. What was that about? Oh man, I'm sorry.
You can't turn it off. You can't just turn it off. Your boy's crying again, man. Can you get him out of here?
But now what if a crock of meat was Rambo? What if a crock of Could a crock of meat
save the world? Yes. What meat would have to be in there, though?
I mean, I think it would mostly just have to be spoiled meat, right? That would be how we get our enemies.
I'm just saying, if there's any meat powerful enough to save the world, what would it be? It's got to be Little Smokies, right?
I mean, right? Because, like, you want to, the first, everyone's first answer is steak, right? But let's be honest, steak is a very contentious meat, right? Between what's the best cut, what's the best way to prepare it, you're not going to get it right, right? Someone will be upset and tell you this is bad. Also, not that you can't bring a crock of steaks. I'm not saying you can't. A, though, not a lot of space. You're only going to get so many in a crock.
Just diced steak? Just cubed, and then they're just in there cooking the whole time. What am I going to be getting? Shoe leather? Come on.
Yeah, so it's just not the best one. And I think to your point, Little Smoke, like, you got to remember, these things are scientists made these. They engineered these with the right fats and preservatives, chemicals, nitrates, to make it so when it hits my tongue, my evolutionary brain is like, this is it. This is what we were trying to hunt the whole time in the Serengeti. You found it.
This is it. Yeah, we got it. It's Little Smokies. If you catch a water buffalo and you dissect it just right, it is just Little Smokies.
Right, yeah. And that's all we ever wanted. Like, and we found it. It's right. And now we just can go to the grocery store and get it. We don't have to hunt it. It's right there. So, although I do want to bring up a point. It feels like I miss the days of just poisoning your enemies. You know? Like, just being like a classic, hey, I'm sorry. Hey, I know we've been beefing over land for the last 100 years, and I'm done. I'm over it. I want to send you a wonderful feast. Please come eat the feast, and bygones will be bygones, and we'll call it off. And then you watch them dig into that food, and you just go, ha, 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 you fool. You've eaten my poison feast, and now I will control all the kingdoms. Like, what happened to that, you know? Like, that, yeah. I missed that. Now it's all guns and bombs and
there's no subtlety to war anymore.
What?
There's no subtlety to war. It's all just fucking...
And pageantry. There's no Trojan horses anymore. Like, we really just let it... I mean...
Do you think we come back around on the Trojan horse? Because if someone dropped off the Trojan horse now, my first thought would be like, there's no way there's guys in that. Like, he's going to think that I...
Fool me once, shame on you, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's no way you put guys in there.
No one would ever try to pull this bit again. There's no... Yeah. Yeah, I get Trojan horsed so quickly, dog. If you showed up to my castle with a giant moose, and I'm just like, dog, that is sick. After all this time, after all the people I've killed, you want to bring me a moose for peace? Get that thing in here. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, buddy. Get on in here.
And I've heard about the Trojan horse, but no one's going to do that twice.
No one would ever do that. I would. The amount of people that would come to me and be like, hey, man, you do remember the Trojan horse thing, though, right? Like, this is exactly that. You get that, right? And I'd be like, no. No.
Speaking of the lack of subtlety in war, Rambo has no subtlety. So I think we got to go crock of meat. And I think that's going to be a contentious vote, but I'm going crock of meat over Rambo.
No, I think if at the end of the day, it just comes down to what do I want to be around most, right? Because also, I don't really, like, also Rambo, let's be fair about the more recent Rambo movies. This man, I think, is just killing people.
Yeah, now I think he's just doing it for shits and giggles at this point.
Just seeking it out a little bit too. Like, and I get it. You're like, well, those people are maybe bad. Are they, though?
I don't know, dude.
I don't know what that country's economy is like. You don't know what those people have to do to survive in that world. You're just basing it off of your Western ideals. Like, hey, now, that might be the only way to make an honest buck in that town, okay?
Yeah.
And Rambo just comes through blowing shit up? Like, no.
I think we need to focus more on heroin as an addiction than the people who own the poppy fields, you know? Right. So let's get out there. Let's help these people. Let's make it easy for people to say, hey, I'm on heroin and I want to get off, you know?
Right. And that way we crash that economy. Make it so that way they're like, hey, we got all these poppies. What are we going to do with them? And convert that to poppy bagels. Introduce them a different type of economy too, instead of just blowing up the heroin factory. Because you know what they're going to do? Make another heroin factory.
Dude, everyone's going to keep doing heroin. And John, I'm actually just worried about you at this point, John. It seems like you're out here killing just to kill.
Yeah. And And hey, the only thing I want to blow up is my toilet after eating some questionable meat out of a crock.
Exactly. So I'm not going to crock a meat, dude.
I got to go with you on this. We got to move crock a meat on where it will go up against either Terminator 2 or Yeah by Usher. Cody. Mm-hmm. Cody.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell the people?
You should tell the people. It was your birthday.
I'll tell the people. But I just wanted to give you the opportunity. What you did was so spectacular. I just want to make sure, like, and I'm going to give you your flowers. I just don't want people to think that I had anything to do with this. Beyond saying it out loud.
Yeah. It's all you, baby. It's all you.
In the previous episodes. So Cody, I went and saw Cody for my birthday and he gave me a gift. And Cody and I have recently started giving gifts and we're pretty good at it.
Actually really good at it.
Like I used to think I wasn't a good gift giver, but it turns out if I love you dearly and deeply, I will get you gifts that will make you weep. And you know, and so I like seeing this side of me. And I thought I honestly, in the competition of best gifts, Cody started off the game by getting me the Mario Sonic pin that represents when our friendship was solidified. I like to think I kind of got a little bit up on you with the, FCP tech decks.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. It's always in my desk.
Decks. And then Cody saw my FCP tech deck and raised me the Yeah button. It's gold. It's a golden button that when I press it, it begins the song Yeah by Usher and will not stop that song until I say so.
It's going to play.
The only problem with the Yeah button, the only problem is I wish I could double tap it and it would skip to Usher or Ludacris's rap verse.
Just so I can get straight to it. You do have to listen all the way to it.
You do have to listen to the whole song. It doesn't. And you can stop the song whenever you want to. But otherwise, you got to listen to the whole song. That's the only complaint I have about this otherwise incredibly perfect gift that I'm telling you right now. This needs to be when the day comes and we can make enough money, this will be the merch that we give.
But once we can afford to license Yeah for my Usher.
I know not everyone who listens to this is wrestling fans, and I know sometimes we talk maybe a little too much about wrestling, but I just want to give you all an example of something in wrestling. So the song Final Countdown. It's the final countdown. Ba-da-na-na. Okay. Now this may be a lie, but I don't see why they wouldn't. Cause if they want to play that song on television when a wrestler walks out, it costs $200,000 every time they want to play that song.
Yep.
And I'm not saying Final Countdown isn't a great song and that it's not a classic and that it's not a hit and that it doesn't. I think that's a lot of money. What would the price be for, $1 billion?
Yeah, dude. It would destroy the economy instantly. Like, the whole economy would collapse.
The whole thing. Because I'm just like, if we're saying that if we're setting the bar, because if that's the price you're willing to pay, then that's what the bar is. You can argue and say it's not worth that much, but they're getting paid it. So if $1,000 is the conversion rate for
the Final Countdown by Europe.
Yes. Not Journey. I know you all thought it was Journey. It's not. It's Europe. You named your band Europe. What a terrible name for a band, by the way. I know we don't have time, but that's of the band names that have come out of that time. Terrible. Awful name. But they have the Final Countdown. That's a great song. So, $200,000. Yeah, has to be a Billy. Like,
has to be a Billy, dude.
I can't. What also? I mean, everyone. Lil Jon's got to get fed. Usher got to get fed. Got to get fed. Like, yeah, there's a lot of people who got to make their money off that song. So, I just, man, this song is.
And
I
know. Here's the thing, though. If Yeah is a guaranteed nuts to butts, as we've said before.
As we've said, yeah.
Then T2 is the guaranteed, whatever the nuts to butts equivalent is of 90s action movies, it is also that.
I mean, that is true. I would, what is, I mean, I guess butts in seats, but that's not anything.
No.
It is, I mean, it's a guaranteed good time, but that's also absolutely not. It's a guaranteed, you can put it in front of any man who is 30 years and older and shut them up. It will stop any 30 in the same way that, yeah, if played, immediately nuts to butts. No yep. questions asked, nuts to butts. If you put T2 on in front of any man 30 years or older, because I don't think these Gen Z kids are going to get it. I don't think they want it. I don't think they'd like it. But any man 30 years or older, it will stop them dead in their tracks and they'll just sit down and shut the fuck up.
Dude, you could, okay, if you took all the dads, if all the dads had to pick up their kids from school one day and you just had them in the classroom and put on T2, after a 2-hour period, all those dads would be best friends. You'd have a new bonded yes. for life friendship. And now that I'm thinking about it, it is so wild that men could do that. Like,
all it takes is just like one shared interest over one 90-minute movie. And we're like, oh, you mean Craig? Yeah, Craig's like my best friend. How do you know Craig? Well, we were watching T2 together and I found out he liked T2. So isn't that the first time you ever saw T2 and now it's your whole personality?
Yeah, absolutely. Did you see Sarah Connor's arms? Of course it's the.
You see the part where he glides through the prison bars? It's crazy. It's crazy stuff. Like, hey, women, we got an election coming up and it's a very big one. It's a very important one.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you want to ensure that, because men are who's going to ruin this for all of us. Let's just be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got to have a national T2 day.
November.
The same day as election and just put it on. You can even put it on out, like just put it outside of the polling place. Put it on a big screen outside of the polling place and watches those men who, as they were about to walk there, divert. And just go watch T2 instead.
Dude, if I saw a sign that said free beer and T2, that's my day. That's my day. That's it, dude.
And just keep playing. I'll watch. Like, and I know it's like, well, the movie ends and then they'll just go vote. No, loop it, dog. I'm not go. As long as T2's on, I'm watching it.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
Especially if I came in halfway through.
Right. Oh, yeah. If I show up and they've already done the chase scene within the first 15 minutes, I gotta wait for that to come back around.
I gotta come back around on that. Also, I haven't had a chance to watch all the ladies marvel at Schwarzenegger's immaculate hog. So I gotta give that in.
Gotta get to that point. And then once it starts over, and I know you're like, well, then you'll see it. Well, then I'm gonna be excited because then I gotta watch him grab that minigun and just start blasting at people for safety.
Do you think, okay, if I was directing a feature film, I'm gonna say T2 wins this, by the way, but if I'm directing a feature film, and I have Schwarzenegger in his prime cast, how long before I have him shirtless? 2 minutes, I think. I think it's criminal. If you have Schwarzenegger in his prime in your movie and you don't have him doing a naked thing within the first five minutes of the movie, what are we even fucking doing here?
I mean, that's why Predator didn't make it. Because he's bare armed in the first 2 minutes. Obviously, we see the handshake. We know the immortal handshake.
I gotta get him top.
You gotta get that shirt off of him.
Not everybody cares about the gams and the quads. I understand that. I personally think you gotta get the quads out there too.
Yeah. Yeah, he works hard on those too, and those are important.
You gotta get that shirt off.
You just slid it. Hey man, I know we're having fun here. And I know sometimes, you know, we can get in a little over our heads. You're not going to pick yet?
Here's the reason I'm not going to pick yet. I'm a little burnt out on yet because I spent a lot of time with it. And the second thing is, it's only 3 minutes. T2, I'm not going to repeat yet over and over. But T2, I'll watch for 2.5 hours. Easy.
What you've done is so egregious. Yeah has been there for you for the last 20 years. Now, I know T2's been out longer, but you just watched it. So
I just got on it. Yeah, it doesn't count.
So you're going to take the man who has been by your side for 20 years, providing you with some of the... Cody, then you didn't get... Then take yeah out of your wedding. And I know that you're like, hey, man, DJ was still pretty kicking it. It still worked. We would have had fun. No, we wouldn't have.
No, he wouldn't have. Yeah, did set it off.
The whole time I would have been at your wedding, having a great time. Easily the second best wedding I've ever been to besides my own. Easily, hands down. Not a question. That whole time, we would have been dancing, having a great time. If it's like, all right, guys, got to wrap up.
I think you actually make a really good point. If I'm at a wedding and yeah, it doesn't play, was I even at a wedding?
Did I go to a good wedding? Like... No, you didn't. You did
I
not.
Was try- You're right. I was trying to slip T2 in there and thought you'd maybe just like let it go.
I will not stand for this. Like,
You bring up a good point. I mean, yeah, needs to be in the rotation. That is definitely truth.
It's the most powerful song of our generation.
That's
without
true.
Question to me. So I got to move Yao.
You're right. I tried to get it in there. I think I can't even argue with T2 when you put
I
it that
understand.
Way.
I understand that you're a cinema boy now.
I'm a cinema. I was at a movie last night called Basket Case. 10 out of 10 would recommend.
Congrats. And I love this new journey
it's
for you.
It's about, I have to explain Basket Case to you.
Okay.
It is conjoined twins who are separated when they're like 12 years old.
Okay.
And they leave one of the conjoined twins is not a good, it's not like going to have a good life, you know?
They
it's
get
just
the good
like
half.
A blob. Yeah, they did not get the good half. So they
oh, that's a bummer
just,
that they picked. They're like, so we can't just give you each one leg. You get that, right?
No,
we
gotta... yeah, no, they threw the one in the trash. So when the other kid wakes up from the surgery, he can still tell he's psychically linked to his brother. So he still tells knows he's alive. He goes, gets him out of the trash, and then they go on a murder rampage to kill the doctors who did it. Bro, this movie
Dog.
Is...
Dog,
is
thank
cinema.
You so much. I'm
cinema.
Gonna, yeah, dog, that
cinema,
is
bro.
On my list right now. We might actually... Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want to about your boys, a few things you can do, as always. Because I got to go.
I got to go now.
I got to go watch this movie, dog.
Worth it. It's definitely worth it. So would recommend Basket Case to all those out there.
Yeah, but I got to go, yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Moving
yeah.
down.
Let's do okay. Yeah versus Croc of Meat.
Hey, Croc of Meat, who would have thought? Who would have thought you made it to the finals? No, and let's not even say that you made it to the finals. That's not, because that's not what you did. You started in a whole other bracket of the best foods at a Super Bowl. Nachos, chicken wings, dips and chips, all of it. And you walked out of there. Oh, pretty much unscathed, really. But like, I don't remember there being that much trouble. Like, we kind
have
of
you seen,
realized.
Nick, have you seen The Jerk, the movie? The
Chevy Chase, The Jerk, right?
The Steve Martin classic.
Steve Martin,
the
Steve
Jerk,
Martin, not
yeah.
Chevy. I mix up Steve Martin and Chevy Chase. But yes, yeah. I've seen,
Where he wanders through his whole life, becomes a millionaire, gets everything, and like it's all just happenstance. That's
yes.
Croc of Meat, dude.
That's Croc
at
of Meat.
At no point did I look at Croc of Meat and think, we have a heavy hitter here. But look where it is now.
Look where you got to. You've done. This is a generational run. Almost as impressive as what Yeah has become. Because what you did here, no one could have predicted. This would have been, if the Vegas odds makers, which by the way, you can bet on FCP. I don't know. We have a new deal with DraftKings. Go online when the brackets get published, mm-hmm. You can bet on all the future brackets. So just, you know, log in DraftKings code FCP and they'll get you started on that. But
as the code's FCP50, because you get 50, if you put in $100, you get 50 bonus dollars added to bets.
Yep. And so but just as a reminder, gambling is illegal in Utah. Blah, 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 blah. Just give you that whole hour-long spiel you get.
We'll put that in post.
Yeah. It'll be there.
I'm just going to take Renee Young's reading of it because she does it so fucking fast on her
show.
She does
it so good. Yeah.
It's going to cut that and put it right in.
We'll just put that in. And so if you would have bet on Croc of Meat, when that bracket came out and you were like, the odds that it would make it to the finals of the boat tournament, you would right now, I believe, if you would have put $100 in, you'd right now have $120,000.
Yeah, that's like insanity. And
that's
to make
odds.
To put that in perspective, if you put $100 on Yeah by Usher, you'd have $107.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, no, no shit.
No shit.
You might owe them money, actually. Like, once all the fees and transactions happen, you might actually owe them money when it's all said and done.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
Like, even in this bracket, Croc of Meat beat Talladega Nights.
Not like, yeah.
What? What are we doing? Like, that's crazy. And I stand by it. I don't regret it.
Here's the thing. Croc of Meat has easily slayed everything that stepped before it, right? It's like, the best thing I could do is it's like that jerk kid in an anime who's like so fucking good that he beats everyone's ass all the time, right?
Yeah.
The problem is, Yeah is the protagonist of the anime. Like,
this is the book. Like, yeah, this is the final comeuppance, right? This is the Draco Malfoy.
It's not going to be pretty, dude.
Yeah.
This Croc of Meat's like, I'm the best fighter that's ever lived. It's like, dog, you ain't. Like,
it's cocky now.
You don't even have hands.
Before, it definitely, the trajectory is, it starts off as just like a meek little, like, I'm just happy to be here. Thank you so much for including me. It was an honor. And now that it's here, it's like, I'm going to destroy it. It's sipping, you know, it's smelling itself a little bit. Doesn't smell good, by the way. That is, hey, Crocker Meat's great, but that smell isn't always perfect.
No.
And it's powerful, now stepping though. Up to it's by Usher.
It's like Crocker
Meat, you ain't ever got my nuts to butts.
Nope, not one time, dude. He's done the opposite for sure. I've spent so much time at the Crocker Meat table where I'm sweaty. I'm not ready for nuts to butts. I don't want nuts to butts.
No, not at all.
I want butts to porcelain seats, actually, because so I got fresh. Other stuff going on.
So soon, yeah. But man, yeah, I can't. There's nothing.
No, this is over. It's Yeah by Usher. It's Usher. What are we even doing here? Like, we knew the second, yeah, when we started that bracket in 2004, we knew Yeah won it. We knew Yeah won this. The problem is, like, when we get to the 16 boat, that's where Yeah is really going to have to try.
I do not know even what the last five winners were, if we're being honest. So I don't know right now what it has go, what it could go up against. I do know, but I am worried about the power of Yeah. Like, I am like, there's got to be, I mean, the problem is the power it has because of the nuts to butts ratio.
The nuts to butts ratio is too high.
It's too high. Like, it just does have that. And so few things have a high nuts to butts ratio.
It's a very not used often. Dude, I would love to see that political poll on C-SPAN. Like, they're like,
which one of these candidates gets you nuts to butts?
Gets you nuts to butts.
Tim Walz is really.
Walz is getting it, dog.
To the windows, to the walls. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, dude.
Something about Walz makes people horny. It just is. In a nice horn. Like, because sometimes they're skeevy horny. And it's just gross.
Dude. And that's like, there's that kind of, like, I want to go and, like, I'm going to slap you around. Let's go do that. No, not Walz. It's like, I just kind of, you know, like, let's go get it.
I just want to make some love. Like, I mean, it's nuts to butts, but it's slow. It's nice. It feels good. It's wedding nuts to butts.
Wedding nuts to butts.
Because you can go nuts to butts at a wedding, but it's just got to be respectful, you know?
Tim Walz is respectful nuts to butts, dude.
I stand by, as a Minnesota man myself, I stand by that.
I know a lot of things about Tim Walz. Here's what it is. I know he's a good man, an honest man, a teacher, an educator, and he can lay the fucking pipe, bro. That's what I know about Tim Walz.
He gets people horny, okay? It's crazy. I have tried so many times to be a part of his campaign, and I have pitched this idea so many times, and they are like, we're good. We'll call you if we need you. And I was kind of hoping, you know, that debate didn't go well.
Just been going door to door telling, like, hey, have you heard about Tim Walz? And like, no, I'm not interested in politics. I'm like, well, good, because I'm not here to talk about politics.
At all. Yeah. No, I have a cease and desist letter. Like, I do have, this might be violating that. I don't know. We might have to release this after the election, because they might not be happy with it. This is a direct violation of that cease and desist, but I can't not talk about my boy when we're talking about nuts to butts.
Nuts to butts, the nuts to butts ratio. He's actually the only candidate the only candidate's ever had that, but Obama and Clinton both had pretty high nuts to butts.
Had pretty high nuts to butts. Hey, so maybe, hey, start, I guess maybe we'll do best president just so we can try to get in a solid candidate who could potentially go up against, yeah. Next season is all about trying to the next series will be all about trying to find something that could battle Yeah and has a high enough nuts to butts ratio.
Oh God,
it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough, but hey, that's why we do this work for you, folks. This is for you. This is for you, and we're happy to do it. And shout out Yeah, you made it. You are the boat series 6 champion. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want to know about Chaboys, a few things that you can do. As always, share with a friend, tell a friend. Wherever you're listening to this, make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe, and give us 5 stars wherever you can.
Absolutely. Follow us on all of our social media, Instagram, Facebook. Just come at Friendly Comp Pod. If you have an idea for a whole 16-team tournament you'd like to see us do, email those to us at friendlycompetitionpodcast@gmail.com.
As always, shout outs to Charizard for that intro to music. You want to hear more of their stuff? Head over to Bandcamp, type in Charizard, and replace the vowels with 6s. That is going to be it for us, folks. Going to be a little different. Things are going to be a little bit different.
We'll figure it out. Don't worry about it. We're not going away.
Yeah, we're not going. I know it may have felt like that, and we obviously, you know that there was a little bit of time in between this. Cody and I
just
are
busy,
fine.
Baby.
We love each other. We actually had more. We're actually more bonded. Hey,
the
male listeners,
fight?
if you haven't, have a boy sleepover.
Are you gonna? Should we tell them about Midnight Steak?
We might talk about it next season. I don't know if you're ready for this. I don't know if you guys are ready for the knowledge that we've found. But just know that we're good. This is still happening. Just going to be a little bit different, but we don't
and
know
we
how.
Should, and people should have more boys sleepovers.
And have more boys sleepovers with the boys, okay? You got it. It's important. It's healthy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, it maybe isn't healthy, but that's fine. You're not going to live forever anyway. So, as always, shout out to Charizard for that intro outro music. You want to hear more of their stuff and over to Bandcamp, type in Charizard. Oh, wait, did I say that? That's how we got to the
Yeah, point. Absolutely. And that's why I'm going to say, see you on the boat.